Welcome to the Cricket 8 IPL podcast. At the end of each game, when we do a live watch along, I make the people stay here for a little bit longer, despite the fact they want to have a nap in the other room. I'm very comfortable sofa as well. So today, the people who are not having a nap are Rob Barron and Kritika Naidu. Easy for me to say, apparently. I can't say any players' names. This is what happens when you've been broadcasting for 8 straight hours. My name's Jared Kimber. I forgot to even tell you who I am. So if you're listening on the podcast, you're like, there's just a guy talking and not saying anything at all. But let's start with this game that we just saw a moment ago, only because it should be fresh in our minds and we're going to have to research the other game. Gujarat collapse. Take me through it, Rob Barron.
Well, we saw it coming, didn't we? This is how they lose this game, is what we were saying. And the flashing red alert is don't bat Kane Williamson at number 3 because he puts everybody else under pressure. And they batted him at number 3. He was only there for 4 minutes.
And he caused, longest 4 minutes of our life.
He caused unbridled carnage because he broke everyone's head. And Gill started it. He can't wash his hands of this. Gill started it by getting bowled off the very last ball of the power play when he nearly got bowled 2 balls previously in the over by backing away and trying to, like, exposing his stumps. Ridiculous effort from somebody who played as well as anybody who's played in this IPL 1 game ago. Mm. It's mad. Like, so something happened to Gujarat today where all of their brains broke, and in doing so, they broke mine. And I was an angry man watching that game, and I haven't calmed down quite yet. And it's nothing to do with finances. It's just, how can you... They're a franchise that won absolutely loads last year, and by doing clever stuff, and they've lost a couple of players, and now they're all idiots, and I don't understand it.
Let's go on the positive side of this. because there's nothing that Rob said that isn't correct. Pretty good. But on the other side of this, I thought Lucknow spinners bowled really well. We were worried about the dew. Krunal Pandya taking wickets. There was that incredible catch by Ravi Bishnoi. And Siddharth, probably the worst of their bowlers, but he got through it somehow, despite the fact he bowled 3 no balls in one over. But they got through in the end, so you have to give them some credit there. And that was really the clamp, the Bishnoi at one end and Krunal Pandya at the other.
Yeah, no, they were incredible. In fact, it was, Yash Thakur that really got going with Gill's wicket in that, last over of the power play. In fact, last ball of the power play. And then Bishnoi and Krunal just came in. Bishnoi, was always, he's always tight with his lines and what he was doing. And Krunal came in, varied his pace. And, they started getting wickets. That screamer that he took, that one-handed screamer that Bishnoi picked, it really turned the tide. And from 50, 54 for no loss, they were, suddenly Gujarat found themselves 80 for 5 and they were they couldn't recover from there. But incredible, full points to LSG and their spinners for the work they did.
So I'm going to ask you a question about Gujarat directly. They beat Mumbai by stealing a game and they've now given up 2 games that they were massively in front of.
Yeah.
Are they actually any good at cricket? Is it just that they keep getting themselves in tight games and they could have won all 3 of those and they could have lost all 3 of those? Where do you rate them at the moment? Because they're not an easy team to get a form guide on.
No, and it's a strange one, right? Because the last 2 seasons, they've done extremely well. Like Rob said, they were making the right decisions. They had players. Of course, I think even David Miller's absence currently is, hurting them a bit. Mm. But that said, they have themselves to blame. We've been discussing, they had a really good cushion. They had the run rate. They were even above. They were scoring above the required run rate. They had that platform that they could build. But then, they just threw it away themselves. And they have, so I'm not, I can't really answer your question because they have a few things.
There is no answer. That's why you can't answer it. It's unknowable. What about you, Rob? Do you think they're any good or not, Gujarat?
No.
No. Okay, so that's it.
You can't keep putting that 3-4-5, and the 3-4-5 today was horrendous. The 3-4-5 last time was horrendous. It's why they didn't win the match last time, and then they did something even more dumb today. No, they're horrible.
Tell me about Yash Thakur. I know that you were on him before this tournament, so you've got a real sweet spot for him. You like him, Honey Bear.
I do.
How did you? I mean, I don't think he bowled brilliantly today. He got, weirdly enough, the wicket he got of Shubman Gill was mostly a Shubman Gill mistake. He got another wicket from a half tracker.
Yeah.
And then he ended up with the cheeky 5 as the game was falling apart. But I also don't think he bowled terribly, if that makes sense.
Yeah. The reason why I backed him. Firstly, he was 66 and 50 to 1 were the 2 numbers that I've backed, I've just checked, is because he's it's a weird one, but he's a natural wicket taker. because he bowls, lots of people go after him. Because you look at that attack and you go, right, Crunnell doesn't get many wickets. He did today, but he doesn't get many wickets. He's there to bowl dry and he's very good at it. So Crunnell is normally Axar numbers, 1 for 25. He's done his job, cheers. Bishnoi, they're not bowling Bishnoi. Bishnoi bowled 2 overs today.
Yeah.
They're not bowling Bishnoi out. It's the second, half their games he hasn't bowled. He hasn't bowled his quota. Then Naveen has not been Naveen. Mayank Yadav could be absolutely anything, but he's also
injured today.
So we don't know. Then you're down to other people. And then you go, actually, Thakur, look at his numbers. This guy gets polled. Are they going to go after him? And sometimes you look down and attack. It's the Gerald Kurtzey in the South Africa team, the World Cup. They're going to go after this bloke and he's going to get some cheapies. And what you want, and today we saw it in game one as well, Kurtzey got the cheapest wickets ever because he bowled the 20th when they needed 32. And he got 3 in the final over and one producer, Luke, 40,000 quid or whatever it was. And Yash Thakur is one where he's not a very exciting name and he's not...
I didn't even get his name right.
Yeah, he was calling him Yash Dayal all day.
So. There were 2 Yashes. But there are too many Yashes. I've always said that.
Yeah, that's what they say, too many Yashes. But this one, yeah, he gets wickets. He's not a sexy bowler, but 66-1 was a sexy price about somebody that gets wickets and he ain't going to get them. He's not Bumrah, but Bumrah's 8-1 to be top bowler. And hopefully Thakur will bowl the same amount of balls in this IPL that
roughly the same amount.
And he's in for not that many fewer wickets. And yeah, 5 today is a really good result.
Do you think Lucknow are any good?
Yeah, I actually quite like Lucknow. And they've got an in-form Nicky P, which is a really important thing for a cricket team to have. Slight question marks on KL. Padikal has to go. But I think Padikal I feel a bit for him. He's clearly under it form-wise and he needs a bit of time out of the firing line. Give Hooder a go. Hooder did all right, game one, having not scored a run in the whole of last season. They've got lots of guys that can win you a game. They're not a one-man team. We talk about RCB and how nuts they are with putting their whole bank on Kohli and not picking any bowlers and not having any spinners. It's just absolutely crazy. But Lucknow have got loads of people that are quite good and that's a good thing to do for a team. You've got 11 guys that can, at any point, do you a job. And today they had a spinner who bowled in the power play and he bowled 3 front foot no balls and over, and he only went 7 and over.
Yeah.
They can afford to do things like only bowl Bishnoi, 2 overs, 1 for 8. Cheers. You can go and have a rest now. I don't know whether Bishnoi was injured today. That is something that we really need to keep an eye on, because if he's injured, he puts a hole in their attack. Not as big as the hole that Kuldeep has left for Delhi for missing 3 games, because they build their attack around him. But yeah, to answer your question, I like Lucknow, and I think basically Gujarat had a lie down today and kind of let them win. But Lucknow have got a lot of decent players and I think they can go far in this tournament.
Let's go on to Mumbai. So Mumbai is set up to bat very, very quickly. And today, for a long period, they batted very, very quickly. If they do this, they probably have to be about 10% above par because their bowling isn't very good. But if they can do that, they make themselves a dangerous team. And that's, in the end, what happened today.
Yeah, and Romario Shepherd, like Hardik Pandya summed it up really well at the end in his post-match, when he spoke. He said it was pretty much Romario Shepherd versus Delhi Capitals, and that, that one over just turned it around. And it can really dent your opposition's confidence. And they lost eventually by 29. I mean, they won by 29 runs. So that, that last over made a hell lot of a difference. So if, they pretty much have their... blueprint in some sense sorted, where who they need to bring in when, and even the fact that Hardik came in at 4 and Tilak Varma at 5, so they're trying things. And I felt like today everything came together for them, and of course that one over just turned it around. Of course, we discussed earlier, not bowling Lalit Yadav when Tim David was in, they probably missed a trick, Delhi Capitals. But yeah, I mean, overall I think Mumbai did a pretty good job today.
Rob, Delhi got off to a bad start, ended pretty bad. And outside of the time when Akshar Patel was bowling, it was pretty heinous. Obviously, Kuldeep's not playing, but both teams have, all teams have injuries at this point. But It's a pretty ropey bowling lineup, Delhi. Even if Kuldeep and Akshar are bowling well, you've got question marks over way too many guys.
Yeah, you've basically got question marks over all of them, because if it doesn't swing, Ishan is cannon fodder. If, like, Khalil's very up and down, always has been. He does get wickets, but he does go for runs. Akshar is a reliable man, and he had to be used as a wicket-taking threat today, which usually he's there to be 1 for 24, and he does that a lot. Jai clearly looks injured to me, and he looked absolutely either ill or knackered or something, and went around the park. Lalit, they decided to persevere with Norkia at the death again, who's now gone 20, 20, 25, 32 is his effort. So he's actually getting worse at doing that. So it's going to be 38 next time or something if he bowls at the end.
54 in a couple of games.
They missed a huge trick today, and they didn't do captaincy 101. Tim David walked to the crease. They had a guy that had three overs left who can bowl spin, and he didn't bowl at him. And David has an unbelievable record in the last five overs against pace at the Wankhede. We've seen it loads of times. And then Romario came in, and they just fed him exactly what he wanted, junk. And he smashed it everywhere. And he did his thing with the ball today, Romario, and went for 13 and a half and over. But that's fine when you're scoring at 20 and over with the bat, which is, again, basically what he did. Delhi are bad. They have lots of injuries, and they're stupid. So they're going to.
So they're bad.
Yeah.
Injuries and stupid.
And they're old as well.
Oh, and they're old.
And they're going to.
Do you like their kits?
They're going. I do.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. We found a positive Delhi fan. Rob Barron. You can find him at your local Tesco's probably. Kritika, I wanted to ask you about Mumbai's bowling. Jasper Bumrah is really good at cricket. He should continue to play cricket. Gerald Kotsia is going to take lots of wickets. Slightly be expensive at times, but he'll take lots of wickets. Who's their third best bowler?
That's a good one.
It's a good one because there is no correct answer. Yeah. They've already burned through two left-arm paces. So, we know they collect left-arm paces all the way. They don't have a spinner.
No.
And I'm not sure they have another bowler that they trust all that well.
Where is Thashara?
Hey?
Where is Thashara? Where is he? Because he's amazing. He's really good at getting wickets. He must be injured. If he isn't, they want shooting because you've got to find a way of getting him into a T20.
They need one more bowler, right? If they're going to be a plus batting team, they need one more bowler. But you look at that at the moment, and you understand why I've asked that question, Kritika, because I'm not sure who their third best bowler is. And if you don't know who your third best bowler is, good luck with your fourth and your fifth.
Yeah. No, and literally, like, when even if you look at the scorecard, you can't really answer that question because then you can't pick, like, the third best.
Mm.
Like you said, Bumrah, there's no question about his ability and his quality. But that's pretty much all they have. And Quincy,
it's not ideal.
So I think they're also too dependent on their batting, really, to get those big runs. And, then let the opposition score whatever. But because four overs, Bumrah is going to bowl them. So you know that those will be good. If he has an off day, then, well.
I mean, he made that total today was one. Hardik Pandey's talking about Romario Shepherd, but it's a combination of Romario Shepherd and Jasper Bumrah together, right?
Yeah.
Because those are the outliers in that game. The problem is that you're not always going to get outlying performances from those two players in general, especially Romario Shepherd. Let's just finish off with one positive for the Delhi fans, Rob. Tristan Stubbs. I thought he hit the ball beautifully today. I really liked the way he went about his innings. He gave them a chance of coming back and having a surprise victory. I thought they did very well with that.
Huge upgrade for Tristan Stubbs. It's the first time I've seen him do it at this level. It was a very good pitch. If you get to bat at the end at the Wankhede against some of the Romario or whatever, it's a good chance to score runs. But 71 off 25 is not to be sniffed at. Seven sixes he hit today. And a couple of those sixes were off decent enough Yorker balls.
Yeah.
And he got under them. He's a strong boy, isn't he, Stubbs? He was very impressive today, and that is something. If they can find a way of getting Fraggle McGurkin into the side alongside Stubbs, you've got to up the volatility now if you're Delhi, right? So put some big hitting monsters in and hope they come off, because their cricket team is dreadful.
I thought we'll finish with positivity, and you just dumped on them again.
That's the most positive I could be. No, Stubbs excellent today, and Perel was okay. That they had, and Akshar was really good with the ball. There are things that they need to get Kuldeep back on the park is what they need to do. And they keep saying this injury isn't serious and he's already in Mumbai for the next game, apparently. So Kuldeep is a plus. Axar is a plus. Stubbs is a plus. Hunt seems to be a bit back, which is great. Great news for everyone. There's things to be happy about, but they're still going to finish bottom.
Thank you very much, Rob Barron and Kritika. No, I do as well. I'm Jared Kimber, and that's it for this week's edition of the wrap-ups from the live IPL games. But remember, find us on Facebook and give us a follow. There's heaps of content on cricket8.com as well that you really should be going out and having a look at. In a couple of days, you'll also have a podcast from Nikesh Raghani and Megha Sinha as well with their weekly updates. So we're doing about two or three podcasts a week at the moment. We're doing a couple of lives. There's an article going up pretty much every day. How much content do you need? Because we're actually really trying to meet your needs. So if you could tell us that, that would be really, really handy. But we're going all in. But that's the end of this podcast today. And there's only one way to finish it.